there's two different dimensions here of Nazi criminality. There's the German and Austrian dimension, then there's the rest of the Europe. The rest of Europe, the murder was done by volunteers. People volunteered for these jobs. Listen, this is one of the things I spoke to these teachers about today. The whole issue of personal responsibility. My mantra in the last 5 years has become, what you have to remember is that the Holocaust was not a tsunami, an earthquake, or a volcano. It didn't come down from heaven. It was done by human beings to other human beings. That's why the Holocaust is so important. And that's why it's so important from an educational point of view. Because this is something that we can go back and examine and look at all the different junctures and look at all the decisions that were made. And the worst thing in the world would be to mystify the Holocaust, as some people do, and say, this is beyond understanding. That's total bullshit, in my humble opinion. The Holocaust is incredibly understandable. Because when you break it down to the details, you see exactly how it happened. And because you can recreate those situations, in a sense, in the classroom, I'm saying, or explain those situations, you're in a position to evaluate the decisions. And that's what education is all about. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very true that my situation is easier because I'm not one of the people in the sense of nation, who made all those wrong decisions. We made other wrong decisions, which I deal with in my other book. But ultimately, the problem is their problem. This is what I tell the Lithuanians, the Latvians, the Croatians, the Ukrainians, and the others. This is your problem. This is not my problem. You're the ones who want to, you want to make the transition to liberal democracy. You want to build a model society. You can't build a model society on foundations of mass murder. You can't do it. It'll never work. And that's why you have to face these issues. And the sooner and the more truthfully and more courageously you face those issues, the easier it'll be for you to go forward. Now, there are plenty of people who simply hate me for saying this, okay? But I'm not there to win a popularity contest. That's not my goal. And I'm willing to bear the hatred and the hostility on behalf of something that I consider to be important. This really has been the theme of my life in the last 15 years.